Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, that means it's all about the Bulldogs this segment. But top of the hour, too, Sam and Greg in for the Steakhouse on this Friday morning, 28th day of November, Black Friday morning. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning.
And a good morning to all. Oh, we did it again. No, we're good. We're good. Never mind.
Yeah.
To all you Georgia fans, Indicator.
Indicator. Where's Greater?
I don't think I did one last hour. Hey, I just realized. No, I see I got an extra name here.
You sure?
Yeah. We jumped right in it and we were looking for Chad and doing other stuff. And we did do one. Oh, we got our guy.
We got you.
We'll throw Sugar Hill in there too. I was going to do that last hour.
We do that.
Are you ready to do the honors and
absolutely,
get us started, man?
Absolutely, man. Usually we talk to this guy at nighttime around here. We do.
You do.
And Chris Parker. But we're going to talk to him with the sun out bright because we're getting ready to head to the bins with Georgia and Georgia Tech, and we'll see what it looks like inside that place. Jeff Sintel from Dog Nation going to join us this morning. Jeff, good morning and a belated happy Thanksgiving.
Yes. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, fellas. I guess it's Black Friday today when all the wives are telling us, we got to get this, we got to get that, blah, 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 blah. And I get to go watch a football game, which is great.
There you go.
Well, that's how it works out in your house. Congratulations. I'm getting told something else, but that's okay. Hey, if you're talking to somebody else who does not know about this season, how do you explain the significance of today's game?
Wow.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. Well, first of all, you got to think about perspective, and everybody likes it when we frame it up for the audience in that 10,000-foot sales view. This is the first time both teams have been ranked since 2014, so that doesn't happen a lot. And then you have to go back maybe 25 years to find you know, at least until a couple of weeks ago, a Tech team that it looked like had something for Georgia, and that maybe could have made this game maybe one of those instant classics people want to see. But when you kind of zoom in a little bit, guys, you see a Georgia football team that's getting a lot better, and you see a Tech football team that's kind of wilting. Like the performances over the last four or five games, I mean, the average quarterback is completing 70% of their passes against Tech. When Tech plays a good team, because that's when you have to really look at it, a good Power Four team, guys, they've only played five of those, and they're 3-3-2. But, you know, we did the math all this week on DogNation.com. They're giving up an average of 175 yards on the ground per game, over 5.5 per carry. And none of those teams, Clemson, Wake Forest, Pitt, NC State, Duke, none of those teams can run the ball the way Georgia does. So that's kind of the big matchup, is whatever Tech's going to do, whatever they're going to squeeze out of Haynes King, he usually gets over 100 yards rushing, and they play a big-time team because they rush him about 20 times. I think all that will be moot as long as Georgia just runs the ball the way it has all season.
I actually wanted to ask this question. I know, Sam, you want to jump in here.
No, go ahead.
Who can Georgia afford more than anybody else not to lose?
You mean personnel-wise?
Yes,
that question,
yes. Who is the last person Georgia needs to have to turn an ankle today?
Wow. I think – well, here's a couple of things, actually. I'm a big line of scrimmage guy. One thing you've noticed with Georgia is when, you know, Gunner has been great. I think Gunner has been playing like at an all-SEC level. He's got 27 total touchdowns. Everybody would naturally say the quarterback. But for me, I notice once Ernest Green III came back from an injury, because he missed like 4 weeks this year at the beginning of the year with a back injury. Once he came back, that really solidified Georgia up front, and it made Gunner a lot more comfortable. And the Georgia offensive machine kind of got rolling a lot. So I think the offensive line, both him and Monroe Freeling, have really stabilized things. But I got a sneaky good bonus answer for you guys.
Okay.
Last year, C.J. Allen, Shmyle Munden, and Jaylen Walker combined for 30 tackles against Tech, the way they like to make things move up front, the way they like to hit the quarterback run, they like to use their quarterback. None of those guys are here for Georgia now. C.J. Allen is still injured for this game, so they've got guys like Justin Williams, Raylan Wilson, and Chris Cole that have to fill the job. So I'm looking at Georgia's linebackers specifically in this game today, because Georgia's linebackers, really, their job is to kind of keep Haynes King in check. If we're playing chess, they got to keep the king in check today at the bend.
That was nice. That was good. You get extra credit for that
one. You watch for that one, folks. Spend time on the waitforit.com hotline. As we get set to head for the bends for the 2025 edition of Clean Old Fashioned Hate, it is Jeff Sintel, and he is social. You can find him at Jeff Sintel. When I think about Georgia's offense, yeah, it's the running game. You talk about running, and you talk about how much Haynes King runs. Well, you know, Georgia has a quarterback that can run as well. But the tight end room, talk about the tight end room and maybe the contributions we get to see from those guys today.
Good point, Sam. I think maybe Tech can find a way to get some of Georgia's guys covered out on the perimeter and out downfield, but I don't think anybody – you know, our good friend Davin Bellamy, the former Georgia Bulldog, calls Georgia's tight ends avatars because they move so well, they're so big, and they bring a lot of skill. I mean, you just start looking at what Tech did. Like, you know, this is a Boston College team, guys. They're 1-10, right?
Yeah.
They threw for 362 yards and ran for 175 on Tech. That's 6.7, I believe, yards per carry. I didn't go to Georgia Tech, but I'm trying to flow out some math right there. And then the quarterback was really efficient. He was 26 out of 40. So you sit there and you go, Boston College does this, right? Well, what's Gunnar Stockton and Georgia going to do to this team? I mean, heck, NC State, now that's probably the best football team they've faced all year. NC State goes 34 on the ground for 243. And you're like, you know, they can figure out a way. Maybe they can double. Maybe they can bracket. Maybe they can roll coverage, but that means they got to put a linebacker or they got to put a safety on a guy like Oscar Delp, on a guy like Lawson Lucky, or the absolute freak in training right now, Elias Williams, the 6'7", 5-star tight end. He was the number one tight end in the country. everybody has a lot of praise about Elias Williams, but when you're 6'7 and 250 and you were an all-state basketball player for three straight years in Georgia's largest classification, oh, yeah, and you're also a tight end, man, that's a great skill set for Georgia to get to utilize today.
Jeff Sintel from Dog Nation joining Sam and Greg in for the Steakhouse, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I don't know how to really articulate this question to ask you, but there has got to be something – some sort of secret sauce that Kirby is doing at halftime this season. When these guys come out for the second half this year, it seems like that is the conversation. And whatever it is, whether they're winning or most a lot of times losing or right there with the other team, what is he doing to get these guys? Is he passing around the secret sauce like in Space Jam during halftime in the locker room? It's crazy how these guys come out for their second halves this year.
Well, first of all, Kirby's known for those sound bite, mic drop moments, even if his son Andrew has said, the speeches aren't leaking out this year because they're not as good, Dad. But here's what I think it is. And doesn't that feel like every dad with a teenage son about that? You get that sort of drama, or you get that feedback from your son about that. But here's what I think is happening. Like, this is the day of parity in college football. This is the day of NIL, right, where – I feel like everybody's first team is going to have a really good players, and might even have some 3 or 4 year players, especially those players that maybe been in an Ohio State or a Georgia or an Alabama and like couldn't play real quickly. And so they had to go elsewhere to get their starting job or whatever. So I think part of that is just, I think it's Georgia's depth wearing on teams in the third and fourth quarter, because Georgia still has a very young team. But they have a lot of guys in that second and third team that are getting some reps that are coming off fresh, and they're probably more talented than the starters that they're facing on the other side. They're just young and inexperienced. One thing Georgia does in the recruiting game, you got to give them credit for, is they get in that office and they say, hey, man, if you want to come, you want to make a lot of money, probably not the place to be. But if you want to come here and you want to be developed for the NFL, I'm of the belief, guys, that you become a great football player by practicing against other great football players every day. And that's that whole iron sharpens iron culture.
Yep.
So like when you get these guys that roll in and you're like, who's this number 10? This is a great example. Georgia brings in number 10 now as a pass rush specialist. He's the number one linebacker in the country last year out of tiny, tiny Ellaville, Georgia, Sly County. But he's the number one linebacker in the country, and Georgia gave him about 6-7 games, about 3 or 4 months in the program to get his feet wet before, oh, yeah, let's put this guy out there. And when everybody else is doing that, guys, they have to play that freshman right away because they paid a lot for him. They even kind of had to lose – they had to lose guys in other areas because their cap number at linebacker was so high to bring in that 5-star linebacker. Georgia brings that guy in as a reserve piece, but he looks like ball get off, explosive, pass rush ability. He looks like one of the rare best pass rushers on the team, and all of a sudden these guys are looking at film, and they're like, hold on, it's week 5? We haven't even seen this guy yet. Georgia's bringing this kid out now,
yeah.
And that's what Georgia can still do.
Yeah. Well, spending time on the Wait For It .com hotline with Jeff Sintel on this Friday morning, Black Friday morning, but we headed through the bins for the big game between Georgia and Georgia Tech. All right, the way things play out today, even if Tech gets off to an early lead, are they able to find it? Thoughts about what Georgia will have to do to pull back into it and still come away with this win, headed on to the postseason?
Well, it's interesting because, you know, the way Tech has kind of regressed over the last couple weeks, this is practically their Super Bowl. And we've noticed in the media tribe, how, you know, Brent Key had always built this game up like this is our Super Bowl. We think about beating Georgia 365 days a year, and now it doesn't seem like that bluster is still there, or that, you know, hubris, or, you know, that, you know, the young boys like to say now, that chest, you know, say it, make that statement with all your chest, man, and like put 10 toes down on it. But like, I just feel that, you know, Tech's going to come in and they're going to be like, all right, we can spoil Georgia this, we can spoil Georgia that. You know, one thing for the history books, guys, is Georgia retired Saren Sapp's number back in the 50s because Tech had an 8-game winning streak against the Dogs. That was their highest ever in the series, and Saren Sapp had that touchdown that broke the drought. And they basically retired Sapp's number.
Yeah.
Largely because of that.
He just made it into the State Hall of Fame last year. And I was like, what were they waiting on? He just made it into the State Sports Hall of Fame. He lives down in Augusta now. But, yeah, go ahead.
Them Georgia players retiring a whole lot of folks.
Yeah, I mean, I saw him down at the Augusta Bulldog Club this year. Man, I hope we all look that good when we're in that age.
Yeah.
We're in that pushing 80, pushing 90. But, you know, they retired that jersey because back in the day, Tech was a monster and a force Georgia had to try to beat, and they had the bragging rights in the state. Well, guys, the reason this finds importance here on Black Friday morning is Georgia has now won 7 in a row. And that should they win today, that would be their longest streak ever against Tech in the series. It would also equal that number Tech had where they won 8 in a row back when Georgia Tech football was in its zenith. So that's something there for Georgia. You know, Tech doesn't want Georgia to grab that piece of history. These two teams, you know, you ask a lot of Georgia folks, and they're like, you know, where does Tech rank among the rivals? Well, when you beat a team a lot, then that luster of being a rivalry certainly fades. But if, you know, we were having this discussion about the Georgia Tech game a generation ago, you know, back when Paul Johnson was the coach, Chan Gailey was the coach. Everybody remembers that 51-48 game where did Jasper Sanks fumble, yes or no, in that Jim Donnan era. So, like, when Tech rises up a little bit, and it looked like for the longest time they were going to be, this was going to be the best chance. I mean, guys, when the season started and we all had to give our fancy pants predictions, I thought the only game Georgia might lose this year would be to Tech because it means so much to Tech. Tech doesn't really play anybody all year. Like we all thought at the beginning of the year, the best team Tech was going to face all season was Clemson. They were going to dodge Miami. Meanwhile, Georgia would have absolute wars against Auburn, Tennessee, Ole Miss, Texas, yep. Alabama.
Yeah,
I just thought Georgia would be beaten up by now, and I thought Tech would be kind of primed, but just the way Tech has played of late, it looks like this team is, you know, not getting the ball to Jamal Haynes enough when I think he's probably the best playmaker on offense outside of Haynes King. And that's what's interesting. Besides what I'm sure the TV guys are going to talk about, this might be the first football game ever where the quarterbacks on both sides raise cattle. If you guys can think of another one, let me know.
Well, I can. I don't know what you're saying. Before we let you get out of here, then give me a scenario here. We got. Let's just look at the top four teams and rank, put Georgia up against them. Who stays in their position given the matchups today as far as an upset possibility? Georgia, Georgia Tech, Texas A&M versus Texas. This one is not going to be, and that'd be Indiana versus Purdue or Michigan, Ohio State.
Yeah, that's good stuff right there because I don't know about you guys, but we get this little entree, which is kind of an appetizer of football today, and then we get an even bigger plate of it tomorrow. Can you imagine what it's going to be like on Saturday if we're watching Michigan, Ohio State, and it's snowing on that field in Ann Arbor? And I know a lot of Ohio State folks because there's a lot of transplants in the metro Atlanta area, and they tell me since they got their natty last year, they'd rather beat Michigan this year than repeat as national champions because they haven't beat them in like 4 years.
That's right.
The hard part here is Michigan looks to be down its top two tailbacks, mm-hmm. and Ohio State has got what old school South Georgia football coaches would say, Ohio State's really got a mean on to win this one.
Yeah, they do.
What we're looking at, guys, inside our newsroom, inside our offices, when we have our weekly meetings or daily meetings about what we're going to write about, we're looking at two things, and it's not going to be good for the Georgia fans because we think Texas Tech would probably jump Georgia the way the polls have been trending right now, even if Georgia wins. Well, the other thing to think about is there's a lot of dog fans that are already planning to take two straight trips to the bins because they believe one combination here, Georgia only needs a Texas A&M loss or an Alabama loss. And Alabama goes to Jordan-Hare at night where crazy things happen.
Yeah.
Except they don't have a really good football team at Auburn this year. So one of those two things happens, Georgia gets in.
Yeah.
And then Georgia gets in. I think maybe they move up to I think they stay where they're at inside those four things. But it feels like, listen, guys, when we watch these polls come out every week, it seems like they're just throwing stuff up against the wall
mm-hmm.
with that 12. And then they're trying to back up all the decisions they're going to make later on with everybody they have through like 13 through 20. It really doesn't make any sense. But you see like what they're trying to do with Texas Tech, you know, should they continue winning, should they win out of the Big 12, that they would jump a Georgia team that perhaps doesn't play in the SEC championship if all things should happen and A&M beats Texas and then Alabama beats Auburn. I will say, if I had to go out on a limb, I don't think A&M's really played the top crust of the SEC. I think it's been well documented.
Yep.
I think Texas can get them, and then that would make that very interesting because A&M looks vulnerable. We saw what happened to them recently against South Carolina and then earlier in the year in Arkansas. I mean, A&M somehow had the benefit of not playing a Georgia, an Alabama, you know, the really best teams in the conference. And now they get maybe one of the top five teams in the conference today in a rivalry in Texas.
Yep. And it's back. It's great because that rivalry is back for a number of years. We didn't see that game, Texas and Texas A&M.
We got to get him on. You can't just keep him for the Friday night show.
Why not, man?
We got to get Jeff
we
on here.
We saw him first.
Hey, Jeff, we're on Sundays. Hey, in the middle of January, we'll be back Saturdays and Sundays. So we need you back.
Hey, yeah, man. Hey, Sam, I got to ask you this. Let me play reporter for a little bit.
Uh-oh.
What's the one football topic everybody in the state of Georgia is talking about right now on social media?
We all know it's
What do you think about Gainesville, Langston Hughes?
Uh-oh.
I know the lawyer's going to get the game ball here.
They've already gotten the game ball because somebody brought out some money to do what's been done already. They're going to go have to bring out some more money to get this game played. They'll probably end up playing this game Tuesday or Wednesday.
So, we've got to tell Jeff this. Jeff, so if you really want to know, we've had both we had the athletic director from Gainesville on yesterday, and we had the head coach from Langston Hughes on, and they're both on our website. So if you get a second, you get a chance to come up for air being down there at the Benz, you can go to our website and hear it right from the horse's mouth.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
But you're right, though. It is the most talked about game around here.
I mean, I think I talked to so many high school football coaches doing what I do, and they're like, man, can you imagine what the rules clinic's going to be like this fall? This winter when we go back up? And like one guy, some really good guys, they're like, man, I can't wait to go to a clinic. And go to the clinic, and the topic is, what do you do with your team when the brawl breaks out?
Yeah.
And then which lawyer do you call first on your speed dial?
You know what I said earlier today, you know, extra, you know, and we got to run. But even in college level and high school, at the core, you know, we keep scoring, we give trophies. But at the core, they're extracurricular activities with adult supervision. At the core. Okay? And the last part is what I'm talking about, adult supervision, meaning officials and assistant coaches. Both teams had a sideline full of guys with polos on, supervise your sideline. And the referee, the white cap, call a timeout and call those coaches to the middle of the field when things get bad. That's all I'm saying. And that's my place on it.
He's been preaching all morning, Jeff.
You asked. That's what I got. That's what I got for you, bro. That's what I got. Jeff, thanks so much, man.
Yes, sir.
I'll see you over at the Benz a little later on.
All right, man. Take it easy, guys. Have a great weekend.
There you go. Jeff Sintel, Dog Nation.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.